As COVID-19 spreads further across the state, more people who suspect they might have the virus are seeking testing. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has the story of one couple who are in limbo awaiting a test result.
It's been a week since Marty Cassette got tested for COVID-19 at Mid-State Medical Center.
My symptoms are still happening. I have a sore throat. I have a very dry cough at times. I'm very fatigued. Even just walking from the bed to the kitchen to get a glass of water, it just tires me out. I run hot, I run cold sometimes, and I'm just like completely worn down. I have a headache.
Cassette and his wife Tiffany are both New Haven CT Transit bus drivers. They're worried about running out of sick time. The DOT has not provided additional paid leave for CT Transit employees. The couple has been self-quarantining since last week. Marty says Tiffany's symptoms are worse than his.
She's having constant trouble breathing. She can barely walk 10 steps without being out of breath. She has the chills almost constantly, and we both barely move out of bed.
Marty is 50. Tiffany is 35. When an ambulance took her to the ER last week for breathing trouble, Marty couldn't go with her. And just a few hours later, Tiffany was back at home. He says they told her there was nothing they could do for her but to keep self-quarantining.
We're still waiting for her to get tested, and nobody's willing to do a test on her because, in their terms, she is normal health and not considered high risk, even though she's exhibiting the symptoms.
Marty is still waiting for his test results. A worker in Hartford Healthcare's command call center said on average it takes 5 days for test results to come back, but could take up to a week. So Marty and Tiffany have to remain at home with their two children, waiting. Each day at home is one less sick day, and once they run out, those days become days Marty and Tiffany won't get paid. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.